Welcome to the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this episode, we'll examine the unnecessary uncertainty created by organization leaders themselves because of seemingly natural conclusions drawn without an appropriate level of analytical scrutiny. So now, without any further delays, let's get started. On February 2nd, Dow Jones reported the Obama administration's decision not to expand the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as had been provisioned under the Energy Act of 2005. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu indicated the basis for this decision was that the current reserve of 727 million barrels of crude oil met international standards. Note that the International Energy Agency, or IEA, established a 90-day crude oil reserve standard. Filled to capacity, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve covers approximately 80 days of imports. At first glance, this decision may appear to be ill-conceived. Rising oil consumption combined with no additional storage capacity suggests that the U.S. would fall short of meeting the IEA reserve standard with ever-increasing severity. Closer examination of U.S. oil consumption relative to the volume of its strategic petroleum reserve indicates that the relatively small projected growth in petroleum consumption in the next 20 years will allow the U.S. to maintain its 80-day reserve with no increase in volume of the strategic petroleum reserve, supporting the government's decision. So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? The uncertainty in this case comes from an organizational willingness to leap before it looks. The administration's basis for canceling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve expansion project was not entirely accurate, but was close enough for government work. The seemingly natural assumption that the ability of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to buffer oil import shortages will be diminished in future years is only debunked under analytical scrutiny. Therefore, Strategy Driven recommends the following actions be taken in response to the implementation and elimination of government-sponsored programs. First, verify the assumptions made or asserted by government officials. Second, perform an independent assessment of the impact of government projects or programs, initiated and eliminated, rather than relying solely on the government's estimates. And third, validate internal assumptions made regarding the impact of government projects and programs. Don't take for granted the natural assumption will be correct. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.